Now time for a locker room chat with Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll. After a tough one last night to ACCHS, 50-41 being the final. But coach, I mean, this is a team that was, or is, in first place in your league. You guys go on the road and play a tough game.
Yeah, we do. I thought we battled and played really hard, and that was good coming off. You know, we hadn't played in the Black Tuesday, and we were real pleased with that result and how that game went. So to come back against the best team in our league and make it a game, and we got a lead in the third quarter, and a lot of girls stepped up, played big. And yeah, we battled with them for sure, but credit to them. They got so many weapons. They're so good defensively. They've been battle tested now a little bit, so in their tournament recently. So we played a nice game, and I was proud of our girls' effort and how we bought them. And hopefully that'll be a good learning experience for us down the road as we finish the rest of the league play.
Yeah, and Coach Urban had 13 points. She had a nice game. What were some things that were going right for her?
Yeah, man, she's just been the rock solid all year long. I mean, she handled the ball for us. I probably played a little too many minutes, and she's gassed the last time, too. But she always gives 100%, and she's just been rock solid all year long. And those picks her spots so much better than she did maybe even as an underclassman. She knows when she needs to score, when she needs to look to set somebody else up. She's played great defense all year. That, yeah, she's just, that's exactly what you want in one of your better players. It's just been rock solid for us. And I'm really proud of her effort, and she's actually coming off an illness yesterday, so I was really proud of what she gave us, and we can always count on her to get us a big bucket when we need it or get us settled down into an offense, things like that. So big credit to Bethany for that.
And another tough game coming up against Jefferson County North on Friday. This is a team that's just below you guys in the standings. You guys are 6-3 now. They're 6-4. What are some things that it's going to take to get a win?
Yeah, and we know the last time we played in that thing in the season, it was a battle the whole game, and it wasn't until the very end. We just squeaked out a few extra points to get over the hump there. But we're going to see a lot different defense than we did against Effingham, most likely. I mean, they played a lot of zone this year. So that's going to be our focus the next couple of days. And we're fortunate. We hit some big shots in the last time we played, and we're going to have to do that again, we know. But we're also going to try and have to get the foul line a little bit more, see if we can get the ball inside. But they're big. They're one of the bigger teams we play also. So, yeah, we're going to have to be confident, have a lot of girls looking to score, hit some shots, make sure we're offensive rebounding. But we'd expect nothing more than another competitive tight game again. And we think we're going to see that a lot going forward the rest of the league play. But just like we did the first time, it's going to be competitive. And like you said, a team we're battling for third, four right now. So looking forward to Friday night.
Last question for you, Coach. You kind of briefly touched on it, but how important is it for some of the girls who are off the bench or maybe some of the girls that don't score as much to really contribute more offensively?
Yeah, we think we're already seeing some big-time growth for them. I mean, we have two freshmen getting big varsity minutes, and they combined for 18 points last night against probably the best defensive team in our league. So we got some girls. Their confidence is increasing, and they're being a little bit more aggressive and choosing the right spot of when they need to look to score. So we've got a lot of girls stepping up big. Everybody knows that, you know, Bethany and Hannah Kilcar Sr. are big scorers for us. But, you know, our two freshmen, Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Cody, played big minutes lately. Scarlett Begley and Nora Kegner continue to play great defense. Jordan Rink and Hope Banowitz have been looking to score a little bit more lately. So, yeah, we have girls that I think just get a little more comfortable with their roles. And we talk about we've got to have more than just a few scorers each night, and we'll hope for that continue Friday.
Great stuff as always, Coach. Appreciate your time, and best of luck this upcoming Friday against JCN.
Hey, thanks so much.
That was Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Stay tuned because we have Morehill Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Dan Rapplinger coming up next.